Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate February 12th. The surface of Ariel looks like a sheet of paper that's been loosely crumpled. It's covered with ridges, wrinkles, and gashes. That may be telling us that Ariel once had a deep ocean of liquid water. Ariel is one of the larger moons of the planet Uranus. It's about 720 miles in diameter, a third the size of our moon. It orbits just 100,000 miles from the planet, much closer than the moon is to Earth. It's roughly a 50-50 mix of ice and rock. Our only good look at Ariel came in 1986. Voyager 2 flew past it and photographed about a third of its surface. The pictures revealed a complex face. It has a mixture of old and young craters, deep ridges, and smooth plains that might have been paved by water gurgling up from inside the moon. A recent study modeled the orbit of Ariel over the ages. It found that the orbit was once much more lopsided than it is today. As Ariel moved in and out, the gravity of Uranus stretched and squeezed the little moon. That could have melted some of the ice inside it, creating an ocean 100 miles deep, topped by a thin crust of ice. The stress of all the stretching and squeezing could have cracked the ice, creating the wrinkly surface we see today. Uranus is high overhead at nightfall. It's below the Pleiades star cluster and farther to the right of the bright orange star Aldebaran. Through good binoculars, the planet looks like a faint star. McDonald Observatory offers workshops, guides, and other resources for teachers. Details at mcdonaldobservatory.org. And for the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.